Dear cyclists, I understand that you're excited to be taking part in a sport which requires less exertion than many others. I get that you enjoy the feeling of passing those of us who are jogging with a little smirk on your face, as if you are more athletic than we are. Overall, I think that cycling is really good. But cycling outfits are really not. Just because you technically can sausage yourself into a skin-tight suit which illustrates what Catwoman would look like if she were a middle-aged man, doesn't mean that you should. And as for your little shoes that attach to your pedals and make that ever so irritating clippity-clop noise when you get off your bike and walk around a cafe like an arsehole. As far as I can tell, those just ensure that if your bike is in an accident, you're staying with your bike throughout that accident. Meanwhile, men, I'm just going to come right out and say this, those shorts are revolting enough from the back. For the love of God, cover up the front. All right? No one wants to see that. Particularly not little kids out for a casual bike ride whose parents now have to explain why the scary man is trying to suffocate the Pokemon in his pants. And finally, easy on the sponsorship. Okay there, human billboard? You're riding through a public park on a Tuesday afternoon. You are not in the Tour de France. No one is looking at you. And trust me, none of the companies you are advertising want to be associated with that look. So for the sake of common sense, common eyesight, and the common good, ixnay on the overpriced, gaily colored, crotch-hugging, oversponsored clippity-clops. Put on a sensibly priced t-shirt, shoes that will avoid me throwing hot coffee on your face at the cafe, and some shorts which leave your religion up to interpretation. Yours truly, Steve Patterson. Oh, thank you, those that agree. Most of you agree, but there are some that don't. There are angry cyclists in the crowd, and they're thinking of rushing the stage, but I don't care. I'll hear you coming.